just like to welcome Monica, who's going to speak to us and bring us God's word.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? I'd like to invite the children, if you want to come, the boys and girls, if you want to sit here, if you want to be closer to me, you're welcome to come along. And it was great to hear from our professor here a little bit of Kings, but we are going to learn even more. So if you want to join me here. So we've been learning about God's people. Who remember a couple of months ago when we learned that God had brought his people out of a country called Egypt? Well done, Egypt. And God set them free and they crossed the Red Sea. Can you see the picture? They all crossed the Red Sea. God delivered his people from slavery. And now they had their own land, the promised land. They could live there in peace. They were not slaves anymore. And they were really glad and happy, enjoying everything that was good in the land. And you see, do they look happy over there? What are they carrying? Grapes, big grapes, because there were plenty of food in the land. But as the time passed by, they became really unhappy. And you know why they were unhappy? They were missing one thing. What were they missing? They were missing a person. And we heard a lot about this person. And this person wears a crown. Who is this person? A king. They did not have a king, and they wanted to have a king like all other nations. And then God said, okay, I'll give you a king. And God gave them. So that was the first king God gave them. And Saul was very handsome. I know he doesn't look handsome there. He used to be when he was younger. But that's all. And he was very rich and had many servants. He sat on a throne. But then as time passed by, Saul went away from God. And this is Saul's heart. It is a black heart. And that means that he did wrong things. He did not have a pure heart. He went away from God. He disobeyed God. And that's really bad. So God said, so you can't be the king anymore. Your heart is impure. I'll give you another king. Who can guess who that is? Does anyone know? And what? David. Yes, you're right. Well done. This is David. And David was really a good king. He was a nice person. And he ruled very well the people of God. He obeyed God. And he brought the people many victories and also peace in the land. But King David, was not perfect. He also did some things that were wrong in God's eyes. So he was not the perfect king. So when he died, his son, who is David's son? Solomon became king in his place. And Solomon was a very wise king and very rich in wealth as well. But Solomon's heart also went away from God. Oops, my heart. Solomon's heart was divided. He did not follow entirely God. He started following other gods. So his heart was also impure. He was an imperfect king. And that was really bad because the kings were not perfect. The heart of the people also were imperfect, away from God. All the people went away from God. And even the people split into countries, and they had many kings, but none of the kings were perfect. But then God promised something. God promised them that he would give them a perfect king. God said, I will bring a perfect king. None of you are perfect, but I will raise up a perfect king. And God promised three things. He would be a descendant of David, the King David. He would be a king for all people, all nations. And he would be a king forever. And then, guess what? God fulfilled the promise. Because God is faithful and loving. So God brought the king, the perfect king. Who was that? Jesus. And how did he come? He came as a baby in a manger. So God had sent his son to be the perfect king. And he was the perfect king. This is the heart of Jesus. As white as snow. Completely pure. He did not do anything wrong. Never, never, never. He didn't commit any sin. And he could be the perfect king. But this perfect king, Jesus, decided to leave all his glory. He left his throne. Did you see the throne? Jesus left his throne and put a crown of thorn instead of a crown of glory. Isn't that very strange for a king? Kings usually use the crown, the beautiful crown, don't they? But Jesus decided to wear a crown of thorns, and that was really painful. And that he did that on the cross. He wore the crown on the cross and died so that he could clean the heart of the people. He decided to pay the price for all the wrong things that his people had done, so that he could clean the hearts of everybody. Right? But remember that. That's strange because the king died. But God had promised that his perfect king would be king forever. So what did God do? God raised Jesus to life again. And now he's on a throne in heaven, full of glory and majesty. Now he's reigning over all the nations, and he's more powerful than any superhero. What's your favorite superhero? The strongest. Can you tell me one? Although I will not know the names. Yes, loud. Spider-Man. Yeah, I know this one. Superman. Another one. What is that? Super Nani? Oh, someone there. Batman. You see, all these superheroes are very powerful, but none of them compare to Jesus. Jesus is the most powerful one. And he is called the King of Kings. He is the King of Kings. But this King of Kings, one day we will see him in his glory. Everybody will see him. Everybody will come and see him in his throne. But today, he wants to be the king of your heart. Jesus wants to be the king of your heart. And some of us here today have hearts. Have hearts like this. Some of our hearts are really black and dirt, and we know that we have been doing things that are really bad and don't please God at all. You know, things that God is not happy with. and this is our heart. But I think most of us here today have hearts like this. We are not that bad. You know, we look nice. We come to church. We worship God. But actually, our hearts are divided. You know, on Sunday we worship God, but then sometimes during the week, we put other things beyond God. We worship other gods. And these other gods could be our money, or our relationships, or our jobs. And just look at your heart here today, because Jesus, the King of Kings, He wants our hearts to be entirely for Him, so that He can claim, and we will look pure before Him. So today, I'd like us to come in prayer and to offer our hearts entirely to this King of Kings. Can we pray together? I'd invite you to close your eyes. It will be very brief, and you can repeat this prayer with me, okay? Lord Jesus, I know that you are the King of Kings, and I thank you for the things you've done for me. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the King of my heart. Please purify it. Purify it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can go back to your places. Thank you very much.